In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, I played in a golf outing. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
The odd thing about it is, I used to play a lot of golf.
I know.
And I played on the golf team in high school. We had like four guys who could play and me. It's kind of the way it went. And then I got better, you know, through after high school.
Is it true they have a statue of you outside the high school?
Yeah. It's, you know, shanking a golf ball.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually an honorary tree that they planted that he hit.
Do you have like the water retriever in your hand rather than a club?
Anybody who carries the water retriever in the bag, never a good sign.
Best club ever, right here. And I was at the point now, I'm like, okay, well, if we say dollar a ball, I'm looking for all the water I can. If I pick up, you know, if I can find 18 in there, it's a free round of golf.
Well, I didn't give up the game intentionally, and I didn't give it up. But when I got married and had kids, I just didn't play golf much anymore. Anyhow, I played yesterday. It was the first time in at least a year that I've played golf. And I actually went to the driving range three times in the last couple of weeks so that I didn't completely embarrass the family. And
look at you, Johnny Dedication.
It was a scramble. The first two times I went to the driving range, it was like, ooh, this isn't good. Third time, it was like, hey, there were some glimpses of, you know, the ability to hit the golf ball. Our team, we think, finished dead last in the scramble.
Oh, congratulations. You normally win golf lessons.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we finished dead last, but we had a heck of a lot of fun, so that was really good. And I hit enough shots that made me think, yeah, I need to go play more golf.
Trending appropriately?
I was, actually.
So you're done or no? You're going to go play
playing?
More golf?
Yeah. No, I'm probably going to play some more.
Sore?
Not as sore as my buddy.
Are you telling us the story or not?
I'm not going to tell you who my buddy is, but my buddy hates playing golf.
I respect that.
He hates it. You know, he played college baseball. He hates playing golf.
Okay.
And he started to play golf a little bit recently because his brother dragged him out on the golf course. So we played yesterday. I texted him this morning, and I said, my back's a little sore today, lower back. I said, means I either need to play less or more golf. He texted me back and he said, I am in urgent care right now because my back is thrown out.
No.
And I said, you're kidding me, right? He sent me a picture from inside the exam room. He said he messed it up on the golf course yesterday. I didn't even know. And he said, and then I really threw it out brushing my teeth.
He threw it out brushing his teeth.
Must have been over, you know, something, I don't know.
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
So there's that.
I think I realized how I tore my rotator cuff. It hit me last week.
Oh, did you? Rotator cuff?
No. Now here's
No doctor has told you you torn your rotator cuff.
Okay, so I went to physical therapy last week.
Can you raise your left arm above your head yet?
No, not. I mean, unless I use my other arm.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a couple months.
It's not good if you have to pull the other arm up with the good arm.
But that's part of the deal. That was part of the physical therapy that I went through. It took like 6-7 weeks to get into physical therapy to do that. And you know, insurance isn't paying for anything. So like I went in, my doctor was like, we'll figure this out. So I went in for x-rays to see if there was a broken bone in there. No broken bone. So now I'm like, well, can't we just get an MRI? He's like, no, insurance wants you to go through physical therapy before you can get an MRI. And as I was going through physical therapy last week, I was like, what do you think? She's like, probably an MRI somewhere down the road here for you. And I'm just like, why can't we just cut to the chase and find out what's going on here, right? So, but I'm 90% sure that I finally figured out how it happened because I remember trying to remember, what did I do? How did this happen? And when you have two dogs, one run
you
runs one way. I think it was
dogs,
a dog,
man.
Yeah, I
why,
think it
why,
was.
They don't bring you joy; they bring you agony.
I still
a you can't find them. B they cause rotator cuff injuries.
C they've destroyed the house. But that's another point. I just feel like I got pulled apart. You know, like one of those little finger things, and that you can't get out of it. So something I realized it the other day when that actually happened again. And I'm like, oh, man, this is how it probably happened.
So, in other words, you're walking two dogs and they go separate ways?
Yes. And then all of a sudden, one wants to run one way, one wants to run the other way. And then all of a sudden, you become, you know, like the wishbone. That's my wishbone offense now, by the way, when I walk the dog.
So your dogs tore your rotator cuff.
It may have been the dog. And the good thing is it's my left arm and not my right arm.
Did it eat your homework, too?
We can't talk about that, especially the math homework. There's another story there, too. I had a great weekend, though. I will tell you that. Was
out good.
At Blossom on Saturday morning
yeah.
for the Gift of Life Walk and Run for Life Bank.
Yeah.
Had a fantastic time. Gordon, who's been the president for years, stepping down. I think after 24 years, he's been the president out there. But I got to tell you, the folks that were out there, it's an amazing day because, you know, it's all about organ, eye, and tissue transplant and you know, and it's a great walk. Blossom does a fantastic job. The folks at Hermes Sports do a great job running the 5K event. There's all these walkers, all the teams that get together. Really had a great time. Tiffany Tarpley from Channel 5 was my co-host, and I've been doing this like 18 years. So, you know, and every year, and it's a way to say thank you to, you know, someone who gave me the opportunity to spend six more months with my brother before he passed away. So, you know, it's just fantastic. And, you know, as we end the show every day, it's, you know, be a hero, be a real hero, be an organ donor. That's what it's all about. And the folks and the families and everybody's got a story to share out there. And it's just, it's really a lot of love. It's a lot more than just, you know, walk or run. So, fantastic, event once again, run by Life Bank. And say yes when you're at the DMV or the BMV, whatever you want to call it.
I have, actually.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. One other thing happened yesterday. This golf outing that I was in
mm-hmm.
was in Alliance, so it was a pretty good drive for me.
Mm-hmm.
395,000 miles on the minivan.
What? Congratulations.
I don't know if I'm going to get to four.
You're at 395 now. You're not going to get to four? Come on.
I've got to go for it, don't I?
But you 100% yes. have to go for it.
How do you not?
It's driving great. The check engine light is something that's not anything drastic, I was told.
Oh, it's like going to the disco. It's just another light. Not a big deal.
That's what the electrical tape's
this
for.
This traction yes. control light goes on and off all the time.
Traction? Who needs
again,
that?
Electrical tape.
Yeah.
The bizarre thing is on my way into work every morning, I pass this one house, and it's like, okay, that traction control light thing is going to come on right about now. Boom, it does. I don't know what it is. I don't know if the car gets warmed up enough that it comes on at a certain time or if there's something on the asphalt that messes with the system. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
But I'll go out of here after work, get in it. It'll be off.
Well, that's good.
There's one spot on the highway where it comes on every day on the way home. So I'm beginning to think it gets to a certain like point. It's driven this long or whatever, and then boom, there it is.
I wonder if we could petition the city of Cleveland to put the minivan, when you're done, after you get to 400,000 or past that, to put it up on a pedestal in front of the station. They could paint it maybe gold or something, especially to get rid of the rust spots. And make it into a statue.
The rust spots are getting rid of themselves because they're just falling off the car.
It is true, man.
It's like leaving a souvenir for the city of Cleveland.
No, you know what it is, though? Look at it. Look at the positive, Jeff. It's easier to fix a tire because there's more room.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Better gas mileage because the car's lighter.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. And yeah.
When I took it in for the oil change that we debated about
yes.
before, they went to put it on the rack. But
125.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar oil change.
Yeah, but there was enough stuff coming, rust coming off the truck, that they said, yeah, we're not going to put it up on the rack.
They were scared to put it on the rack because they thought the rack would knock all the rust off and you wouldn't have anything left.
That's what they thought.
And your car would disintegrate on the rack.
Thought. It's kind of what they thought.
It's like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. You just put it down and it just keeps losing needles.
But you know the bad thing? The dang thing drives great. It still does. It runs just great.
Any chance of taking the motor out of that thing and putting it in something else?
I don't
think
so.
Bring that back to life.
I don't think so.
Talk about a transplant. There you go,
now,
man.
See, that would be
now,
something
that would
right
be cool.
There.
Yeah.
But it just keeps going. I've got to go to 400, don't I?
Without
you have
question.
To, yeah.
This isn't even a debate.
Yeah, this isn't a debate. Unless you don't feel safe, then you got to say
no, it drives great.
So I see. The other thing is you get souvenir.
Even if you,
if you're driving behind him, you get souvenir parts if you want to go out on the road and pick him up.
Even if you don't feel safe, we'll just pay for an extra seatbelt so that you feel safer.
The around the gas tank is where, you know, where you put the gas in.
Yeah, that's normally what they call that. Yeah.
That's where the rust issue is, and Andy always yells about it.
I'm not yelling about it. It's
every time we walk to the car, you're like, hey, look at there. Nice rust.
You would do exactly the same to me.
Robert's in Brecksville. Robert's Malibu has over 395.
I am at 398 right now.
You drive too much, man.
I'll hit 400 by Friday.
You drive too much.
You know what? It pays well, and Missoula's nice, so.
Are you in Missoula right now? Is that what you said?
No, I'm just getting off on the turnpike right now. I'm about to get on 480, but no.
Well, keep driving for 3 days. You'll hit Missoula. You're good.
I know, right? Jeff, you're projected to hit 400 between the bye week and the first week of December, so you think your van will get till then?
Yeah, I think it'll make it. Easily, actually.
Robert, can I be really honest with you, my friend? And I consider you a friend of the show. The fact that you can give me an estimated time of 400,000 miles on his minivan means you've got way too much time on your hands. Way too much time.
You post too much on your Twitter account. When you post, whoever monitors CLE Talking Heads posted Bell's odometer at 350 and 375. From those two dates, I could calculate his average.
Robert, keep driving safely.
Keep starting. Start writing down your quick predicts. Get ready.
Oh, I got a good one. I hope Phelps is working the first Friday because I want him working for it.
I think I am, actually.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Okay.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Robert. Thanks, buddy. There's Robert in Brecksville. He's got my back when it comes to the car.
Oh, because he feels your pain.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to get to 400,000. You've come this far.
Jeff in Cleveland texts me, when you and your wife go out to dinner, what do you drive?
Oh, dude, that's a great question.
Jeff, that is a good question. She will not ride in the van.
What?
No, heavens.
Oh.
I said, honey, this is the vehicle that
have you guys thought about counseling
you raised our children in. She goes, yeah, I'm not riding in it.
She's like, our children are now applying for Golden Buckeye.
Our youngest child is now 20.
Yes.
And we got the van before we got him.
I'm not going to touch this story with a 10-foot pole.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.